Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Clay Ferreiro's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Clay Ferreiro, sports anchor and reporter at WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. He also formerly coached Crowder's daughter in middle school basketball, and now he's coaching against her. And we had an issue yesterday on this show. We had Will Manso on, and Crowder was talking about a story about Clay trying to get Ava Crowder teed up during a game this weekend, and Clay has denied that. Unfortunately, Crowder is not here on the show. His camera is up, Clay. He just hasn't come back to his broadcast studio as this segment has been underway. So everything that we want to talk about, we can't talk about until Crowder's back here, because this entire segment's about you. We're waiting for you so that we can talk about Clay and your daughter and him trying to get her teed up. And there's only so much time we can teed up. For you to walk back, we should tee you up for being late to this very important segment with Clay.
I got to get these iguanas off my roof. I've been telling y'all for days now, these iguanas are running around my roof. I'm hunting.
Well, why don't you handle it during outside of show hours? It seems because like they're only there during the show.
I hunt them all day long. Mm. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'd be doing a lot better if I had gotten the first pick in the draft, and I could have had Ava Crowder on my team this time around instead of watching her beat us with a buzzer beater. But other than that, I'm doing great.
True or false, you were trying to get her teed up. Don't walk it back, Clay.
I was trying to get the team teed up, yes.
But her specifically.
No, so here's the deal. Just lies were told. But no, so here's the rules of the league are you're not allowed to full court press until the last minute of first half, last 2 minutes of the second half. And the way the rules are, you're supposed to get a warning the first time, and then every time after that is a technical foul. And the referee did not know that rule. He acknowledged to me after the game that oops, my bad. So the first time it happened, I looked at him, I said, hey, you got to let him know that's a warning, right? And he looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, okay. So then, and it wasn't Ava the first couple of times. And I think it was probably the fifth time. I think when Ava did it, I think it was the fourth or fifth time that they were playing defense in the backcourt. And I looked at him and they blew the whistle. And because I think Ava committed a foul there. And so I think she thought I was trying to get a technical for like a hard foul. But what I said to the ref was, I said, that's the fourth time that we should be shooting technical free throws. And he looked at me, he's like, I didn't see that in the rule book. And it wasn't until later that he told me. So I think Ava thought that I was trying to get her teed up for the foul, but it was
Ava's
because
coach? Crowder, who's Ava's coach? Pressing.
Coach.
Shouldn't coach know that you can't press until the last minute?
She actually asked me about it. And so she asked me at that point. She said, wait, I thought we were allowed to press. Because I think it was like there was 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And she goes, I thought we were allowed to press last 2 minutes. I said, no, it's in the half. And she goes, oh. So it was a misunderstanding, but that's why it's incumbent on the officials to let them know about it. But that was how all that went down. It was not trying to get Ava teed up. It was, hey, oh, and as background, we got a young, small, athletic team that tries to get out and run fast breaks. And Ava is like, I'm trying to think of the best comparison. Ava reminds me of, Channing? Channing, you'll appreciate this. Prime Andre Iguodala. That's Ava Crowder right now. She's a phenomenal defender. She can shoot really well. And she's got long arms. And so when she puts her arms up in the backcourt, you ain't getting a fast break. She's good.
I referenced it yesterday. So Clay brought us into this league. Clay, we text, he got him and Asia got together and he brought us in his league. We didn't know how the league went. We assumed that Ava was always going to be on Clay's team. We're like, okay, oh, this is Clay's team. And then she came home one day and was like, Daddy, I don't play for Coach Clay. I'm like, how does that happen? She was like, I got drafted to some other team. And so now, you know, this is the league, the start of the league, Clay. And like Ava was devastated, you know, not to play for you and play with Adeline and everybody. And I was like, Ava, you got to play basketball. If you have a chance.
Yeah.
My whole thing, Clay, if you roll the ball out on the court and there's referees and a clock, you got to go ball. And that's my whole thing to push towards her. And
Clay,
she was running around.
Could you have protected her in the draft and you chose not to? Do we have a Jonathan Marchessault situation on our hands?
No, it was. So the way the draft goes is however many teams there are, they assign basically that number of first round picks. So in this league, there are four teams. And my daughter Adeline was one of the four that they said, okay, that's one of the best players in this league, so she has to be a first round pick. It was a no brainer when you were looking out there who the best player out there was, and it's Ava. And so this lady did not have a first round pick frozen, and so I mean, once she got the first pick, it was a no brainer. So
middle school girls draft dressed as Rob Pelinka.
No, I definitely was not the sharp dressed man that that we heard on the intro there. But I'll say this. The best thing for me, the coolest thing for me is I knew last year that Ava was playing a bunch of different sports. I mean, she played tennis, she played flag football. But Channing, I kept bugging you and I kept bugging. I was like, man, you got it. Not that you don't want her to play multiple sports, but she is special basketball. Like she's got special talent that she can do really big things there. And so like just the fact, and Channing, I think you said she's started to play a little bit less tennis now and is focusing a lot more on basketball. So that's the coolest thing to me, even though I have to suck it up because I got my butt beaten on Sunday by her.
Clay, Clay really draws up plays for these young girls. It's cute. Like, Clay, I don't want to say cute.
He's like, Clay, he's the Bobby Knight of middle school basketball.
Clay, we're both grown men. But I saw when you started planting the two girls down there in the in right there under the basket, and Adeline came up and had to choose which one was open. Like, Hawk, we were joking with Will yesterday. Clay really grinds with this, and I respect it because I played for Sabins and Charlie Strong's and all these guys. Clay, I enjoy watching you coach.
So, and this is where I think you can appreciate this. I never would have thought I'd be a coach. I don't have the patience for it. Not when it comes to kids. My wife is a saint. She's a teacher, and I don't have the patience. I didn't think I did. And then my oldest daughter, Adeline, like, she fell in love with the game. And you just kind of, like, you fall in love with what your kids fall in love with. And, so we would, like, my wife would film all the games. And a year ago, about 15 months ago. We had a team that, I mean, we were beating every team in this league by, like, 20 points, 30 points. Like, it wasn't close. We didn't have to. I told them straight up. I said, we can just roll the ball out there and win, but I want you guys to be the best that you can be. And I came in one night, and Adeline, my daughter, had my work iPad, and we were getting set to play this team that we had already beaten by 30 in the first playoff game. And when I say 30, I mean like 32-4. And it's not because we tried to run up the score. That's just the kids that we had. And so I walk in, and she's on my iPad. I'm like, Adeline, why do you have my iPad? She said, oh, Daddy, I'm just looking at our last film, at the film of our last game against the Lakers. And like at that moment, you're like, oh my gosh, like she wants this really bad. And so, I think I'm the type that, like, now my youngest is getting into piano. Well, I don't care about piano, but now I'm getting into it because of her. And I'm helping coach my middle softball team as well. So I think there's just like this, when your kids get into something.
Man is Clay Ferrero.
No, it's I'm not out. I'm not doing this just for my kids, but I want to give my kids the best experience, if that makes sense. And to me, the best experience is I need to lift up everybody around them on these teams so that these are my kids' friends now. Like she told me last night, she said, you know what's cool, Daddy, is like now I can go to a basketball court and I know like I can fit in with anybody and do anything. And that's cool to me. Like that's all you want for your kid. And so anyway, so now I am the type that I can't do anything halfway. That's just not how I am. And so, you know, once you dove in,
I love doing stuff halfway, man.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't even
except the McRib. Except the McRib.
And it's four guys on right now on here. Solano never make a baby, so he's out of it. But Hawk, don't lie, because back in the day, I remember Saturday mornings you was out 6, 7, 8 a.m. taking DJ to the court. And you're out there
coached
sending
and stuff, but I taught him
DJ.
How to do everything halfway. Yeah. Just do enough to make sure nobody's pointing at you. That's how I coach him, though. I like to see stuff done halfway. I don't want to see anyone go above and beyond. I want to see stuff halfway.
Good dads. Good dads. That's what this is.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.